Tina is here.
Good morning.
For the final day of the Tina Challenge. Tina,
yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to say before we do the intro?
Well, guys, since Drake was MIA yesterday, just kidding, great. We're glad you feel better today.
Thank you.
Today is worth double points.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's right. That way, because it turned out there was no way Drake could win, or he would have to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But with double points, if you do well, it's kind of like the bonus round on Family Feud. You can come from behind. Let's play the game.
And
here we go.
Now, I, Web Girl Tina, present to you the Tina Challenge. The members of the Dave Ryan Show will compete against each other all week in a battle of wits, smarts, brains, and wits. The lowest point total by the end of the week must complete the Tina Challenge, which currently resides in a box not to be opened until Friday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh, that's now.
It's right now.
Okay. So the Tina Challenge box is sitting on the table in the corner, and it includes items and instructions that you must open and follow through on if you are the loser.
That is correct.
Can you give me the current score total?
Currently, Fallon is in first place with 11 points. Jenny is in second with 8.
Yes.
Right behind in third is Dave with 7 points. And Drake is in fourth with 4 points.
You can do this, Drake. You can do this.
You know, I already grabbed the box and put it next to me.
Oh,
so,
Drake.
Yeah. It could be. All right, so today's challenge is?
Today, you guys are performing the rap battle. Oh, Jenny's favorite.
She's so confident. Did you practice a rap?
I just drank a lot of coffee is all that happened, honestly.
Jenny's hot and cold on the rap battle. Sometimes she kills it. Sometimes it's awful.
Okay, so
Fallon and I are awful all the time.
I have 2 cups. I actually put your names in cups to keep it extra fair today. So I'm going to draw randomly who's going, and then I will draw your topic.
Ready?
Okay, so the first person up today in rap battle is Dave.
Okay, I'm ready.
Starting us strong, Dave. And today, your topic is going to be Netflix holiday movies.
Oh, you love it.
His favorite.
Yeah. Oh! On the couch, yo. Got my snacks, yo. Got my drinks, yo. I'm on Netflix holiday movies. I don't watch those holiday movies. I don't know what's on Netflix. I just like the murdery mysteries. Boom,
yeah.
Boom. Cap, cap, cap.
Oh.
Cap, cap, cap. And that ass. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. A cap, cap, cap. And that ass. Suspense. I like mystery. I like murders. I don't like no holiday movies. Bah humbug. Nobody likes that. I'll see you on the Hallmark Channel. Mic drop.
Wow.
Cap, 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 cap.
On that ass.
Put a cap in your ass. What's wrong with that?
God, maybe this is the... Okay. Drake, I'm going to give you a little tip here. You might not want to do some background noise because that might only help you.
Yeah,
you
do not support your competition.
Yeah, I was like, I know you got into it.
Thank you, Drake. I appreciate that.
Screw all of you, okay? We're done with the ad-libs.
Okay. Well, that was fun. If Dave was a Christmas holiday movie, he would be Die Hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, next up is Jenny.
Okay,
Jenny. And today your topic is going to be... peppermint lattes.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Jenny, on the mic. What am I gonna do that I like? I'm gonna go to the boo, get that peppermint latte. Yeah. I like to party. I like to have some fun in the morning. So what I do, baby boo, I go to Caribou.
Oh,
and then I hit that peppermint latte in my mouth. I sip it up.
Oh.
Lick it up.
Oh.
Put it in my mouth. Cause I like peppermint, peppermint, peppermint. That's how I like to start my weekend. Boom. Drop the mic.
Can you tell
the
Dave Ryan influence on Jenny's flow? Can you? Because you started to talk like me. That's my flow.
Is that yours?
You jacked my style.
Okay.
I get it.
There's no rules in this game. There's no rules about stealing styles.
Hip-hop influencer Dave Ryan.
Wow.
Acknowledge the king.
Acknowledge the king.
You're just an influencer all around. He's flipping me off.
Dave!
That cap is good to him.
Yeah, you better watch your back, Jenny. Cap, cap, cap that ass.
I did not realize I would be starting.
We're doing the Tina Challenge. This is the last day. Double points today.
Double points.
And whoever loses has to go through with the Tina Challenge box. Open it and follow the rules in the box.
Okay, we're moving on to the third rapper today, which will be Drake.
Okay, oh, right. Okay. I don't have to be last.
He doesn't have to be last today. Today, his topic is going to be getting cut off in traffic.
Okay.
Get angry about it.
Hey. Yo, my name is Drizzle. On the mic. Got the traffic. We in traffic. Driving on the lanes and these people be cutting me off. I hate them, alright? They sitting in the driver's seat hitting their smokes and I don't like them in the traffic trying to cut me off. Hey, I can rhyme because my name is Drake on the mic. These mofos, I don't know how to rhyme this. I'm going to take the L on this one already.
No,
don't give up. Don't give up.
Okay,
don't
hey.
Hey,
in the driver's seat.
Okay,
got
now
my lick.
Now
okay.
Now good. Okay.
Taking the L on that one.
Oh, no. Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay, maybe Tina.
Fallon still has to go, Drake.
Okay.
You don't know that you didn't
also
beat Jenny or Dave.
Yeah. Also, Tina, did you check that mailbox, by the way, for that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, all right. Cool.
That Cash App?
Okay, Fallon, so you are going last. Mm-hmm. And today your topic will be Vikings versus Packers.
Okay. You're on our turf now. Where you at? Green and gold coming in our house, making a fool of yourselves. Cause the Vikings, sometimes we fail, but not tonight, bitch. We're coming for you. Whoa. We're gonna make you look a fool in front of your kids. Gonna come out on our field. Little cheeseheads gonna cry home. It's a long drive. Goodbye, foe. Oh, you're going down on Sunday. Suck it, suck it, suck it,
oh.
Suck it. Done.
Oh.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. That's all I had to do.
Oh my
We're
going
to win. I felt good.
I don't
about
even
it.
Know what to say.
I felt good about it.
I don't know what
it's
to
called
say.
It, it's called confidence. Winning this Sunday.
Confidence.
Go Vikings.
So Tina has a decision to make, and this is a big one because this will decide the loser of the Tina Challenge, which has been going on all week.
It's true, guys.
What's the score again on this?
So before we started, we were sitting at Fallon in first place with 11 points, Jenny in second place with 8 points, Dave in third with 7 points, and Drake in fourth with 4 points. Today, everything is worth double. So
now, I don't want to interrupt you, Tina.
No, you're good.
But I think we should take a break and come back with your decision and your announcement of the winner or loser of the Tina Challenge.
The suspense.
We'll do that in a second, but then we're going to open up. There's a box in the studio. It's about the size of half of a shoebox. It's taped shut. On the outside of the box, it says Tina Challenge with question marks all over it. The artwork is just prime.
Thank you.
And we're going to open it up. Whoever opens it up has to follow the instructions and do whatever it says. That's next. Watch this. Is it going to be on Instagram or is it going to be on Instagram later, right?
We can do an Instagram live of the reveal,
I think we probably should, All right. It all comes to a... It ends next on KDWB, the Tina Challenge. We'll find out who lost.
And more.
Put a finger down if you've mentioned how cold the weather's getting.
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
And now the results of the Tina Challenge going on all this week. The four of us on the show, Jenny, Fallon, myself, Dave, and Drake from Green Bay, have all been challenged this week. And somebody requested that they get the Tina Challenge intro as their ringtone. So I don't know. Okay, one more time. The last time, here's the Tina Challenge intro.
And now, I, Web Girl Tina, present to you the Tina Challenge. The members of the Dave Ryan Show will compete against each other all week in a battle of wits, smarts, brains, and wits. The lowest point total by the end of the week must complete the Tina Challenge, which currently resides in a box not to be opened until Friday morning at 8 a.m.
Okay, the box is conveniently over by Drake right now because we have an inkling. But Tina, it is a double your points day today, so anything can change. If Drake won, if he won today, he doesn't lose the challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Who's nervous? By the way, are we on Instagram Live right now?
We're on Instagram Live, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
Okay, Jenny, you should be more nervous than you think. I don't think you blew the room away.
So.
I know you think you blew the room away with your rap battle challenge. I'm confident that I did not lose.
Okay.
Fallon, are you confident that you did not lose?
I feel pretty confident.
Did you feel confident, Drake, you did not lose?
No.
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 Drake, it feels so bad.
Tina,
uh-huh.
Break it down for us. What do you got?
Okay, so in first place today with double points, that is 8 points, is Jenny. Woo!
So Jenny's in the clear then.
Hell
so
yeah.
What is Jenny's point total right now?
Jenny is now ending the game at 16 points.
16 points in the Tina Challenge.
Ooh, shakalaka. That's how it's done, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God. Listen to her.
I didn't think it was that good, Jenny.
I really regret a lot of things right now. So in second place today with 6 points is Dave Ryan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So wait a second. Where does that put my point total?
Dave, you are ending with 13 points.
16, 13. What is Fallon's current point total?
Fallon currently has 11 points.
Okay. So Okay. This is not good. Unless you came in. Okay.
Yeah. So in third place is also Fallon.
Oh, my God.
Fallon gets 4 points today.
4 points and Drake gets 2 points. So the Fallon is ending at 16 points. Jenny actually snuck up into first, or 15. Jenny snuck up into first with 16 points to win the Tina Challenge, technically, in the end.
What's my prize?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Fallon is in second with 15 points. Dave was in third with 13 points, and Drake was in fourth with 6 points.
Oh,
Drake.
Okay, so Drake.
It makes you feel bad.
Inside this mystery box, which has been sitting on the table here in the studio since Monday, it says the Tina Challenge. It's about the size of a half of a shoebox, and it's sealed with packing tape.
Very aggressively, by the way.
Yeah.
What if it's just like actually scratch offs and he's actually the winner? Like a cool prize. Okay. I never thought about that.
Tina wouldn't know. That's probably not
see
going
me
to
walk
happen.
Out of here.
I think it's a rattlesnake. I watched Yellowstone the other night when Rip threw the rattlesnake at that one guy.
Spoiler.
I didn't say who he threw it at.
Oh, my God.
So I think it's a rattlesnake.
Snakes don't mind me. So actually, I'd be okay with that. So.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. He's cutting the box open. Because what you must do.
You
be
got
careful,
the worst scissors, by the way. Those don't actually
do you want
have
a pocket knife? Here, I have a pocket knife.
Oh, okay.
Here, do this.
Drake, I'm worried. He's going
like,
to cut himself.
Slice it.
No.
What is he doing?
No, that isn't it.
Oh, my God. No.
So he's going to open the box and
oh
then.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
Is there instructions in there?
There's crackers. Okay, so I see these. These don't look too bad.
Okay.
Okay. There's instructions here. Open bag of crackers, hold fork, load crackers with special toppings.
Ew. No, I hate special toppings. And
what?
Whatever it is, it's in a box.
So
in
let's,
a box.
Follow, let's follow the instructions.
Okay. What is there's a little.
You're not following instructions. You're supposed to open
what
crackers.
What the? No.
What is it?
What is it?
Ew.
What is it?
Disgusting.
What does it say?
These are black ants.
In a jelly jar.
Tina, what's wrong with you, Tina?
You guys, I happen to love crickets, so I thought other people might love ants.
So it's
this
black ants
really
in a jelly jar.
Good protein.
Is this an edible thing, or did you get these out of the backyard at the park, or where'd you
can't
get them?
Open it.
Oh, you can just buy them down at Cub Foods, guys. Just kidding.
You can buy. Where does show what show us? I want to see what this looks like.
Oh, no.
So this is.
Guys, opened it. I didn't know what it looked like, and that is fantastic in the inside.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
There's so many legs.
Oh, wow. Now, I know you're
I
listening on the radio.
Sick.
Let me paint the picture
God.
For you.
No.
There's a little jar, about an inch deep, a glass jar. Drake just screwed the top off. Inside are a bunch of dead ants. So just picture little black balls of ant segmented bodies. Can you see legs in there, too?
Oh, the jar lid is full of legs, and it has a sort of olive tapenade sort of scent to it, I would say.
From here, it looks kind of like caviar, so maybe just, like, close your eyes and imagine it's bougie caviar.
This is disgusting.
I have the heebie-jeebies just watching you put it on the cracker.
Now, if you just joined us, this is the payoff of the Tina Challenge. Drake just opened the mystery box. It is... What kind of crackers are those? Are those
Triscuits, it looks
those
like.
Those are Triscuits?
Sure.
So he's got Triscuits, really? A plastic fork, and a jar of dead ants.
Now
you put them in a sandwich.
I am not a big fan of...
Gross stuff?
Like insects.
Animals.
So this is really pushing
you
it,
you should have done better on the Tina Challenge
really
then, maybe.
This is pushing it. Okay. All right, are we ready? Do I need this whole thing?
Oh, I would think so. No. You can't just
One
take
bite.
A little nibble.
Shove it in.
Shove all the whole thing in.
Ready?
One bite.
Ready? Here we go. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. There he goes. Okay. Is there any any what kind of flavor sensations or texture sensations are you getting?
It's really gross.
It's really gross. Well, it is dead ants on a cracker.
It tastes like soil. Like my initial thought like is dirt.
It tastes like dirt, and it's really gross.
Think about all the legs in there.
Can you feel the legs?
Can you feel, when you put it in, did you hear the pop of the bodies?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens to me in crickets. Yeah.
It's like a bass booming in my mouth right now.
You're welcome.
Now, Tina, better than I would have.
As the mind behind the Tina Challenge, is one cracker full of dead ants enough, or does he have to finish the jar?
I was kind of upset that he sandwiched it. It was kind of, it was supposed to be a single cracker with ants on it.
Wait. Say that again?
Yeah, so he sandwiched the ants between two crackers.
It was supposed to be a what?
A single cracker with ants.
Oh, it's supposed to be a single cracker with ants.
I would like to point out, too, that it does not say anywhere on the instructions that it has to be one cracker. It said actually crackers with special toppings.
Well,
so.
You know, I meant it like a charcuterie board. Yeah. You would. You don't sandwich a charcuterie.
I think that's on the person who wrote the instructions, not clarifying that.
So, Tina, as the final say-so, you get the final word here. Does he have to eat another cracker laden high with a pile of dead ants?
Yes, I say one more cracker.
Single, you're going to make me eat one more?
One more cracker with some ants. You
laden high.
At least get some good chews in there. Listen, if it's really bad, I guess you could spit it out.
I want my $20 back.
I feel bad for Dre.
It's already gone.
$20?
Don't worry about it.
He tried to bribe her.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, here comes one more cracker.
You can do it. Now, if you missed it,
Drake has opened up the mystery challenge box, the Tina Challenge, and inside was instructions on what to do. Take a Triscuit out of the bag, use the plastic fork, open up the jar. The jar contained, it looked like jelly, but it's actually dead ants. Yes, edible dead ants.
Get in there, Drake. Just scoop it
People are most disturbed, not by the ants, but the way that Drake opened the box.
It was
on
very
Instagram
upsetting.
Live.
He did very awkwardly in a dangerous sort of way. Now, right now, Drake has in his left hand.
Yeah.
A Triscuit nearly covered, probably 60% coverage, with stacks of dead ants. Can we get a close-up picture of that?
I
think one thing we need is an absolute, just like snap one with your phone.
I'm getting queasy right now.
Someone said in text, when you don't want to get fired the first month at your new job, laugh the cry emoji. Someone else said, I think I might throw up. He is getting more protein from the ants.
That's true.
Okay. Drake.
Just down it. One, two, three, go. Ready? Here we go, bro. We got this. Ready?
You and me.
We got this. Ready?
I'm looking you straight in the eyes.
One, two, three. Down the whole thing. There it is. Chew it up. You got this. All you got to do is chew it up and swallow. Then you're done. You're everybody's hero.
No.
No.
Don't puke.
There it goes. No, he's spitting. He's not puking.
Okay,
he's just spitting.
Okay.
You got to do it again
red,
now.
He was shaky.
Now you do it again.
And he had the look like it was going to projectile.
I'm sorry. Are we Fear Factor now?
Yeah, no kidding. We literally turned to Fear Factor. Let's stop. I don't want him to get sick. I feel bad.
Tina was going to do sheep's eyes.
You
have to like slice them up like a hard-boiled egg and eat sheep's eyes. That's what she was going to do.
I would have quit. I would have just quit the whole job.
How you doing,
no
Drake?
No chance.
You got ants between your teeth.
Oh, no.
Never going to hear that again in her life, probably.
Sorry.
Come over here.
Tina, what a bully.
Tina, God, you're a terrible, terrible person.
I didn't think it would go. I really enjoy eating crickets. I think they're really delicious.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. They're delicious. They come in like ranch flavor and
stuff.
Yeah,
ranch. We've had them before.
Yeah, they're really good. So I didn't think it was good.
What was the flavor? Were they flavored? They look like blueberry flavored.
It's like if you ate... like dirt mixed with like blood. That's what it tastes like.
That does not sound good.
Dirty feet in here now. That's the smell.
Drake had to eat a bunch of dead ants on a cracker. And that is the Tina Challenge on KDWB.